Thank you, Damien, and good evening, everyone. Eureka detectives continue their investigation into the shooting of 24-year-old Eureka resident Rhett August, who was sent to the hospital with a gunshot wound to the upper torso last Wednesday night. Detectives have developed leads leading to people who may have detailed information about the shooting. Neighbors have been interviewed, but none of them witnessed the incident. The person of interest who was arrested on a separate charge is no longer at the top of the suspect list. Lead Detective Peter Kress is still trying to locate people who were involved in the incident. If you have any information related to the shooting, please contact the Eureka Police Department. The Arcata Police Department continues to search for the murder weapon used in a double homicide that occurred last Saturday in the 2400 block of I Street. Two people, 18-year-old Eureka resident Christina Schwartz and 27-year-old Alan Marcet of Michigan, were fatally shot following an altercation. Arcata police immediately identified the suspect as 28-year-old Bodie Tree. Tree was discovered hiding in some bushes later Saturday morning, and he was arrested and sent to county jail with no bail. Police are currently looking for the gun used in the shooting. The firearm may have been discarded by the suspect in the Sunnybrae area, specifically in the area of Beverly Drive and Shirley Boulevard. If anyone finds a gun, they are asked to leave the gun where it is and contact the Arcata Police Department. A coalition of Humboldt County cities and special services districts have begun a planning process to update the Humboldt Operational Area Hazard Mitigation Plan, and the members of the partnership want to hear your input. The coalition has created a survey in order to gather information that will help coordinate activities and identify projects that will reduce risks related to potential future hazards, such as earthquakes, floods, wildfires, landslides, severe weather, tsunamis, dam failures, and droughts. All Humboldt County residents are invited to fill out the Hazard Mitigation Planning Survey. To take the survey, please visit the county website and go to the Open Humboldt page. For more information, please contact the Public Works Department. This Tuesday, the Fortuna Planning Commission will hold a public hearing to consider a resolution recommending the council adopt a new zoning map. At a public hearing in October of 2012, the Planning Commission recommended a number of zoning changes to the City Council that are reflected on the proposed zoning map. These changes were evaluated and approved as consistent with the general plan. The public is invited to attend the hearing in order to ask questions or comment on the proposed project. The meeting begins at 7 p.m. in the Fortuna City Council chambers. Written comments may also be submitted to the City Planner on or before the day of the meeting. You're listening to KINS News. We'll be right back after this.
Remember your first job? Chances are it was with a store right in your own neighborhood. Now it's your kids hunting for their first job, and no doubt they too will apply for a job close to home. It's great to have local businesses who are willing and able to hire our kids. So next time you go shopping, please invest in your own future and put your dollars to work here at home.
Hi, I'm Mark Diaz from Northwood Hyundai, your hometown Hyundai dealer offering Hyundai cars. Hyundai Car of the Year for two of the last 3 years. I stand behind Hyundai, and we buy local.
You're listening to KINS News and Information. As the city manager for the city of Arcata, Randy Mendoza finds himself in a familiar position, working for the same city government that saw him begin his career as a city bus driver. Mendoza then became a police officer and ended up sitting in the police chief's office at the end of that career, and then came the move to his current job, city manager. Mendoza commented upon the similarities between running the police department and running the city government, saying,
"Well, I'd say it's helped a lot because, when I went to police chief school, as they call it, it's the executive development course, but the state calls it, but it's really police chief school. You know, they say that you should be prepared to be acting city manager because, you know, police chiefs are organized and you're used to organizing running a tight ship."
Mendoza also pointed out that police chiefs across the state bring a unique skill set that translates well from the police department to city management.
You know, it's an organization. It's very similar. Police chiefs spend a lot of a good deal of the time running the organization, keeping the organization running well, and that's pretty much what city managers do, with the exception that I now work for five elected officials, and when I was a police chief, I worked for a city manager.
Mendoza served as police chief until 2003, when he was promoted to city manager, and Tom Chapman took over the reins of the police department. And that's the news for KINS News and Information. I'm Stephen Walker.